Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 31st Bergamo Film Meeting. I'm honored to be with Jacob van Dormael, whose work is being celebrated at this year's edition as the protagonist of Europe Now. Welcome, Jacob. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, Chiara. Nice to be there.
So, first of all, what do you think and what did you think about this retrospective of your complete works at the Bergamo Film Meeting?
Yeah, but it's a honor to have a retrospective of. But indeed, it's good that it's in a week because I only make four films, you know. I hope to make more. Usually, retrospective is when you made a lot of films, and it's true that in 30 years I just made four.
But it's like a starting point again, you know, or go on. I mean,
when I will show my films in to my grandchildren, they will ask me. It will be done in an afternoon, and they will ask me, "What else did you do, grandfather?" And I will say, "Oh, nothing."
Tonight, if I'm correct, you're gonna have like a meeting with the audience. So, what do you expect from this meeting? And what's in general your relationship with your audience, with the public?
Oh, it's a very strange relation because most of the audience, I don't meet them. It's not like in a theater or in cinema, and then. It's films are dropped like bottles in the sea. Most of the time, I don't know who is going to see and what people are going to feel. Here, it's good to have sometimes a sort of feedback because the relation with the audience for me it's always a sort of nice misunderstanding because. When people like my films, I don't know what they have seen. When they hate my films, I don't know what they have seen. And personally, I will never see my films for the first time, so I will never be a spectator. So it's a nice misunderstanding.
But I always thought that we are so different that everybody watch their own film, you know?
Yes, indeed. Certainly. It's true that most of the time we say a film is written three times. It's written in the script, it's written on the shooting, and then it's written in the editing. But the most important rewriting is what the spectator does with the film. Yeah. The film stays on the screen, but what the spectator takes is what he re-edited in his head, what he felt. You know, Michel Bouquet, who was a great French actor, he said to his students, to his actor students, he said, "You don't act, the audience is acting, and you as an actor, you make the audience acting." And that was very, very true.
Yes, it's true. You're right. I was reading what the Bergamo Film Meeting wrote about your work, and they said that you rely on your experimental, nonlinear, dreamlike, and visionary narrative style to explore childhood, dwelling with great sensitivity on the depiction of the complexity of life. So would you say that this is true, and what would you say that is the fil rouge that connects all your films, if there is one?
Yeah, when I was a few years ago, I thought always that my films were... I try always to make a film very different from the one that I made before. Mm-hmm. But after a few years, I realized that, in fact, they resemble to each other in a different way. And I think what I'm turning around is just to speak about the strange experience of being alive, you know, the strange experience of being alive that is not a story and that perhaps has no meaning. And it's a strange walk I've chosen the cinema to speak about that, about this feeling, but A film needs to have a beginning and an end. In a film, every scene is indispensable. In the film, every question has an answer, and the end gives a meaning to everything that precedes. And in the strange experience of being alive, the most beautiful scenes are sometimes the less necessary. The questions don't have an answer, and the end will not give a meaning to anything that has preceded. So to turn the thought of how to speak about the life that is not a story into a story. It's true that a lot of people already work that way because it's making a film. It's just saying, okay, what could be this strange experience of being alive? You know, if I'm not me, but if I'm somebody else, for example, if I'm a South American, if I'm somebody living in the 17th century, what is the strange experience of being alive? And so it's always, for me, always I try. And so perhaps it's the reason why it's not linear, because I try not to speak about the reality, but about the impression of the reality, because the reality, I don't know what it is. I just have my brain is making a sort of puzzle with what he receives from my eyes, my ears, my skin, and my memory. And he makes a sort of, my brain makes sort of what we call reality, but it's not your reality. So I think it's something between a film that tries to say, okay, this is a reality, you can believe me, or this is a dream, and believe me, it's not the reality. In the middle of that, there are the films that are about the perception. It doesn't speak about the reality, but it speaks about the perception of reality. And that's the most interesting to me.
I have to say that we're in Italy, we will be even luckier than the Bergamo Film Meeting, because thanks to I Wonderful Classics, we're going to, on the April 17th, we're going to watch in cinema theaters Totoro, which has been restored in 4K by the Cinémathèque Royale de Belgique. Under the supervision of Nicola Mazzanti, if I'm correct. So I wanted to know more about how you, because I read that you wanted the colors of the film, you know, as they were in the beginning. How happy are you and satisfied with the fact that we're going to watch this film as it should be watched, restored, and in the cinema theater? Which is something that we don't take for granted anymore.
Yeah, indeed. It's true that I love to see films in the theater where you have where you are, and in a way you make the choice to see it from the beginning to the end. You walk into a space and you walk out of that space. It's not just a screen or a computer or a little screen. It's a different way to feel, and also the movements of the eyes are different in a theater than on a little screen. But both are interesting. But I prefer, for sure, the experience of watching to a film. Surrounded by people you don't know, is something that I like very much, because it's so important to have to feel connected in a way with people you never met before, and they also feel something, and you don't know what, but you feel that they also feel something. So it's a collective experience that is not the same in my living room, you know. And this collective experience with unknown people is something that is that gives me more emotion. In fact,
we have to thank also Andrea Romeo for this. With why wonderful. And one last thing, since this Totò Lherò was your first feature film that screened at Festival de Cannes and that won Camera d'Or, what do you recall? What are your memories about that first film, that first shooting, that first experience?
It's always a miracle when the audience comes to see it. That is something, because what for nearly all my films, it was said before, nobody will go to see it. You know, who is going to see a very complicated story with somebody who is a child, an adult, and an old man, and a detective, who is going to see a film acted by Down syndrome actors, who is going to see a film, complicated film with 9 different lives at the same time. but strangely, I dropped bottles in the sea, and people found it. And I'm lucky. I'm really lucky, because it's a miracle when people come to see the film. You know, and what happened for my first film was really a miracle, because suddenly everybody wanted in Cannes to see the film. And yeah, and this kind of success is a little bit, in restaurants, you know. And I think success is the same. Success of the film is chance. Everybody wants to go in a restaurant that is filled, and nobody wants to go in an empty restaurant, because we think if it's filled, it's because it's good, and if it's empty, it's because it's not good. I was a cook in both restaurants, you know, and made the same food and made the same film, and some were successful, some were not, but it's the sort of chemistry of what makes people go to the theater to see a film is something mysterious, and when it happens, it's a miracle, and and I'm lucky. But I see often films that stays one week in the theater. When I saw two weeks ago, I saw this wonderful film, Woman Talking.
Yes.
And we were three in the theater, and after a week there was. It was not screened anymore, and it's so wonderful, you know. So sometimes it's undeserved, and sometimes films are lucky, sometimes not.
Thank you so much, Jaco, and good luck for tonight, for your experience at the 41st Bergamo Film Meeting. I really hope to meet you one day in person and watch your next film, even if it takes some other years, because I know this retrospective is only, you know, another starting point for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kara. Thank you so much. I will try to hurry.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Jaco van Dormael, whose work will be celebrated at the 44th Bergamo Film Meeting. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.